Good morning. It's March 20th, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. In a groundbreaking announcement at GTC 2024, NVIDIA's CEO Jensen Huang introduced the Blackwell platform, signaling a new era in AI technology. With the unveiling of the powerful Blackwell GPU, this move is set to reinforce NVIDIA's stronghold in the AI market. But that's not all that's stirring the tech world. During his address, Huang ventured into the future of artificial general intelligence, AGI, suggesting the establishment of specific tests that could lead to the attainment of AGI within the next 5 years. This bold proposition underscores the rapid advancements in AI technology and NVIDIA's ambition to stay at the forefront. Meanwhile, at the Game Developers Conference, Ubisoft took the stage to reveal its innovative Neo NPC project. Developed in collaboration with NVIDIA and InWorld AI, this project introduces AI-driven NPCs that boast advanced cognitive and interactive abilities, including emotion, memory, situational awareness, and decision-making. These NPCs are capable of engaging in realistic conversations with players, thanks to technology that allows for lifelike facial movements. The partnership also empowers Ubisoft's writers to craft NPCs with detailed backgrounds, knowledge, and dialogue, potentially transforming the way games are made and played. However, this technological leap has not been without its concerns. Critics have raised questions about potential biases and limitations in the AI-defined characters. Furthermore, Ubisoft's recent controversial foray into NFTs has added a layer of skepticism, prompting a cautious approach to the potential of AI in gaming. As NVIDIA pushes the boundaries of what's possible in AI, and Ubisoft reimagines the future of gaming, the industry stands at a crossroads, balancing innovation with ethical considerations and consumer trust. In a bold stride towards AI dominance, Microsoft has just upped the ante by bringing on board Mustafa Suleiman, the visionary co-founder of DeepMind, to helm its newly minted AI division. This move marks a significant shift in the AI landscape, positioning Microsoft as a formidable contender against giants like Google. Microsoft's establishment of a new AI division with Suleiman at the CEO's desk underscores the company's aggressive push into consumer AI products. This includes the Copilot chatbot, a project that Suleiman will lead alongside Karen Simonian, his co-founder from Inflection, and other team members. Their collective expertise is set to spearhead Microsoft's consumer AI initiatives, signaling a new era of innovation under their guidance. Suleiman's responsibilities extend beyond Copilot to overseeing major Microsoft platforms such as Bing and Edge, as well as the GenAI team. This places him at the forefront of Microsoft's AI endeavors, with Simonian backing him as the chief scientist of the Microsoft AI group. Their collaboration is poised to drive Microsoft's AI strategy forward, challenging competitors on a global scale. Microsoft's commitment to AI is further evidenced by its strategic $10 billion investment in OpenAI. This partnership not only cements Microsoft's position in the AI race, but also showcases its dedication to fostering innovation and building robust AI infrastructure. With Suleiman's leadership, Microsoft is signaling its serious intent to lead in the AI domain, leveraging its resources and partnerships to shape the future of technology. In a leap towards transforming personal health management, Google Health has unveiled groundbreaking AI-powered innovations, signaling a new era in healthcare technology. At the heart of these advancements is the integration of a personal health AI chatbot into the Fitbit app and the expansion of Google Lens capabilities to enhance skin condition identification, marking a significant stride in making health information more personalized and accessible. The introduction of the Personal Health LLM feature in the Fitbit app, powered by Gemini AI technology, is a game changer for health enthusiasts. This experimental AI tool enables users to draw meaningful insights from their health data, offering personalized guidance on workouts, fitness schedules, and sleep quality. Leveraging data from both Fitbit and Pixel devices, this feature is designed to revolutionize how users interact with their health information, available exclusively to paying users for feedback purposes. Expanding the utility of Google Lens, the tech giant is set to broaden its scope to include searches related to migraines, kidney stones, and pneumonia. This enhancement not only underscores Google's commitment to improving medical diagnostics, but also demonstrates the potential of AI in making health information more accessible and equitable. Collaboration is at the core of Google's vision for a healthier future. By partnering with health and wellness experts, Google is developing a new AI model aimed at redefining health and wellness through technology. Moreover, the company is pushing the boundaries of AI in healthcare with projects focused on assisting in chest X-rays and providing AI-powered screenings for TB, breast cancer, and lung cancer. These initiatives by Google Health exemplify the transformative power of AI in personalizing healthcare experiences, advancing diagnostic tools, and ensuring that health information is accessible to all. With a steadfast commitment to leveraging AI in the healthcare industry, Google is paving the way for innovative solutions that promise to enhance the quality of life and health outcomes for individuals worldwide. In a landmark move, the European Parliament has unanimously passed the EU AI Act, marking the first major global legislation aimed at regulating artificial intelligence. This pivotal legislation seeks to mitigate risks associated with AI, such as social scoring and biometric categorization, by categorizing AI systems based on their level of risk. High-risk applications will face stringent legal requirements, and certain uses of AI will be outright banned. Additionally, the establishment of an AI office under the Act will play a crucial role in ensuring compliance with the regulations and assisting companies in navigating the new landscape. The EU AI Act is set to be phased in over the coming years, introducing a gradual approach to the regulation of AI technologies. This methodical rollout underscores the European Union's commitment to balancing innovation with the need for oversight in the rapidly evolving AI sector. Meanwhile, across the Atlantic, a report commissioned by the U.S. Department of State highlights the pressing need for governmental intervention in AI. The report warns of the potential for AI to lead to catastrophic events, including human extinction, and calls for robust safeguards and oversight in AI development and deployment. In Asia, the Monetary Authority of Singapore, or MAS, is exploring the use of advanced data analytics and AI technologies to enhance economic forecasts and models. However, it acknowledges that current AI models are not yet ready for integration into monetary policy decisions. This exploration by MAS signifies the global interest in harnessing AI for economic advancement, yet it also highlights the challenges and limitations of current technologies. The EU AI Act not only sets a global standard for AI regulation, but also ignites a worldwide conversation on the need for comprehensive governance of AI technologies. The Act's emphasis on categorizing AI systems according to risk levels and the establishment of an AI office for regulation compliance are seen as key steps in addressing the complex challenges posed by AI. With ongoing discussions in the US and Singapore on the risks and applications of AI, the EU AI Act represents a significant milestone in the global effort to ensure that AI development and deployment are conducted in a safe and ethical manner. In a move that could redefine smartphone technology, Apple is reportedly in discussions to bring Google's cutting-edge generative AI model, Gemini, into the heart of its next iPhone. This strategic step is aimed at propelling Apple to the forefront of AI innovation, a domain where it seeks to strengthen its competitive edge. Apple's push into advanced AI capabilities isn't new. Under the leadership of CEO Tim Cook, the tech giant has been vocal about its commitment to enhancing its AI features. This commitment is now taking a concrete shape as Apple explores significant partnerships with leading AI companies, including, notably, Google. The main story here revolves around the potential integration of Google's Gemini AI model into Apple's upcoming iPhone. This collaboration isn't just about adding new features, it's about setting a new standard for what smartphones can do. By leveraging Gemini's generative AI capabilities, Apple aims to offer users unprecedented functionalities that could dramatically change how we interact with our devices. However, this potential partnership is not without its challenges. The ongoing antitrust lawsuit against Google for harming competition looms large, suggesting that any deal between Apple and Google will be under the microscope of U.S. regulators. This scrutiny underscores the delicate balance between innovation and competition in the tech industry. In conclusion, Apple's potential embrace of Google's AI technology represents a significant shift in strategy. It's a clear signal that Apple is doubling down on AI, aiming to not just catch up with, but leapfrog its rivals in the technology race. This move could bring generative AI into the mainstream, reshaping the smartphone industry and how we think about technology in our daily lives. This has been your daily brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.